On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian Fanboy, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm here, we're talking about some new movies today.
Yeah, so the big chains are still shut, but some of the smaller independent theatres in Auckland are opening up,
awesome.
Which is exciting. Places like the Bridgeway, the Academy, I think the Lido are doing some things, the Capitol are doing some things, and there's a couple of newish films that are playing in these
awesome.
Theatres. The first one is, I've seen them as well, which is great.
Look at this, fantastic.
The Assistant is kind of the first proper Me Too film in
right.
a lot of ways. It stars Julia Garner, who you might know from the Netflix TV show Ozark.
Mm-hmm.
And I love
she plays,
her, just to put that out there.
Yeah,
I loved her in Ozark. I thought she was fantastic.
She's a great actor. And she plays an assistant at a New York film production house and sort of a boutique studio.
Mm-hmm.
And you never see her boss, but it's clearly supposed to be a Harvey Weinstein
right,
type figure.
Right.
And the angle, the approach this film takes is interesting in that it's just a day in her life and there's no kind of one single tangible moment where you go, okay, well, shouldn't that have been, reported
mm-hmm.
and called to account? And which is kind of ingenious because it sort of just shows you how insidious these situations
yeah.
were.
Totally.
And the boss is awful and he reams her out on the phone and stuff, but he's manipulative as well. And she goes to HR and there's obviously bad things happening. But as I said, it never quite lands in a, can you believe this is what was going on kind of way. And that's kind of the power of the film.
Totally.
It's very sort of quiet at times and almost you sort of think, well, is something going to happen at some point?
Mm-hmm.
But it gets under your skin because it never quite does. I mean, obviously things are happening, but
that's kind of the point
sort of points out the lack of something tangible to hold on to here. So yeah, it's quite dark and it left me feeling very depressed about the world when I saw it. So keep that in mind.
It sounds also important though. It sounds like an important kind of a way of portraying something that still tends to have pretty hard conversations around it in terms of that unless there's something black and white that people can hold on to, tangible, as you said, it's still a weird thing to talk about. So maybe this movie is important in that sense.
Totally, very, very much so. And Matthew McFadyen's name is on the poster. He's an English actor who's in Succession, but he's only in one scene in the film. But it's a brutal scene. He's the HR rep,
right?
And just this conversation he has with Julia Garner's character is kind of devastating. But it's a very interesting film and worth checking out if you want to delve into kind of the thinking around that kind of stuff. The film though that really rocked my world that is playing from this week is a super low budget English film called Bait.
Bait?
As in like fishing.
Okay, yeah.
And it's about a fisherman in a Cornwall fishing village, in Cornwall, Cornish fishing village. And it's shot in a kind of a boxy aspect ratio on 16mm
cool.
film.
Cool.
It looks like somebody dug this film out of a can from 50 years ago.
Nice.
It's set now. You spot an iMac every now and then, laptop. But apart from that, you wouldn't be able to really tell.
Right, right.
It's black and white and it's just kind of about gentrification and this fisherman trying to make a living in this town that's obviously where he kind of grew up. But he had to sell his childhood home and there's people from London in there. And it's about him just trying to sort of keep it together.
Right.
It's a hard film to describe because it honestly looks like it cost about 5 cents. But It's just amazingly put together.
It must have cost a little bit more than that, though. It's quite expensive to shoot in 16mm film.
25 cents. Five cost 5p. that translates to more than 5 cents.
Fair play.
No, it's just it's the opposite of the Avengers in that.
Got you.
There's nothing. There's no special effects here. There's nothing but the pure art of images and sound.
Ooh,
and
love
it. That's what got me. And there's something about that old boxy aspect ratio that when you close up on a face, there's no negative space there. It's the face and the frame.
Yep.
And this film benefits hugely from that dynamic.
Cool.
It's hard to describe what's so amazing about it. I think it really comes down to just sort of the editing and the acting. And,
right.
And apparently it was shot on like a hand-cranked Bolex. And there's little scratches on the celluloid, so there's a wonderful tactility to the look of the film, and when you lay down its elements, it sounds pretty austere, and it is kind of austere, but it felt very true, and it felt very emotionally raw, and
it sounds
I was blown away by it.
It sounds like it lives up to the, you know, using the analog medium, because sometimes contemporary films using, you know, 16mm or even 35mm can be a little bit like, oh, look at us, we're using an old school method of filming. This sounds like it actually deserves it, or it works with the medium rather than just being like, wow, aren't we clever twiddling our moustaches kind of thing.
Yeah, it feels like an ode to the medium's sort of basics in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
There's nothing gimmicky about it. It's just images and sound cut together in such a way that your heart feels it, you know.
Cool.
The sort of small fishing town vibes don't feel a million miles away from parts of New Zealand in a lot of ways, you know. And it's like all the audio was clearly done in post, but it really works as well.
Cool.
I'm still thinking about this film. I can't get it out of my head. It's quite amazing.
Sounds like this one's also got Under Your Skin. Have you got any more recs for us, or are those your hot picks at the moment?
Those are the two new main releases playing in the theatres that have opened up in Auckland. So that is the extent of it, yes.
Awesome. Remind us of the titles of those, Fabian.
Bait, which is the Cornish fishing village movie, and The Assistant, which is a Me Too drama.
Fantastic. Well, they sound like great recommendations, both good for getting under your skin in very different ways, by the sounds of things, Fabian. Thank you for that. It's exciting that we can get back into the cinemas now.
Indeed. Good luck out there.
Good luck out there. Wash your hands. We'll talk to you again next week.
Cheers. Have a good one. See you later.
You too. Bye. Bye.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
They sound great. Those